That's why it's named Sunday. Even as I searched today, I looked at different expressions of the, even Saturday. A lot of times you find it in different nations and the word is pronounced Shabbat, Shabbato, Shabbat. Even has a Shabbat ring to it. You really do, saints. I did that today. I take a little time. No, I don't have a set of encyclopedia. I don't have all of that. You can find these little simple things out if you want to find them out. You can find out every kind of gossiping lie you want to, every kind of untruth. But when it comes to truth, you don't want to find that out. What a prayer. I want to pray that kind of prayer. I want his mercies to be great toward me. And I want to know who I'm praying to as well. I want to know who I'm crying out to. I don't want to be crying out to someone false. I want to know who I'm crying out to. His prayer is not written. It's not written in Kings. It's not written in Chronicles. But it certainly is written, the prayer of Manasseh in the Apocrypha is written there. Oh, this is not my first time reading this. This is my first time understanding this in the detail that Yahweh intend for me to understand that. That's why we have to set our affections on things that are above. We have to set our hearts on the things that are spiritual, saints. We have to. You're going to need the spiritual anointing in this hour to overcome hell. I don't care what you think. You can think you got it all. These whores today say, I don't need no one. I don't need no man to tell me. Then Messiah is a flat out lie. You can't listen to him. You don't listen to what Shaul said. He was a man. You don't listen to what Ezekiel said. These are fools. They are ignorant. They are dumb dogs. They can't bark. They are ignorant. They tell you, you don't need no man. You are a flat out liar. If you needed no man, then Yahweh would have not made a man. He made a man to combat the powers of hell and to show the excellence of his power. That is why Shatan hates men. He truly hates a man. Now, a boy or a charlatan, he has no problem with that. But a man that has the power and the spirit of Yahweh in him, the powers of hell, hates that man. So they're always going after him. With what lies and deceit. And trying to draw him from the righteous statutes, commandments, and laws of Yahweh. And the enemy will use your mama, your daddy, your Jezebel sister, your Jezebel aunt, your hollow tree of an uncle. He'll use any one of them. He doesn't care because they're sold unto him. They're sold unto hell. He'll use your brothers, your sisters. He'll use any of them. He doesn't care. They will not regard you at all. None whatsoever. They don't care what you believe. They give a nickel's worth of rat's meat. That's what you believe. It's what they believe. And if you don't concur with them, you're wrong. Well, I won't concur with the swines of darkness. I won't do that. I want to read a few things that are written. And we've got to set our hearts to know. I want to read some things that are written. It says in Joshua chapter 10 verse 12. It gives us two witnesses. In Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13. Then spake Joshua to Yahweh, and the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, this is what he said, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Stand still. He says in verse 13, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon the enemy. Now, it was such a mighty thing. I know it is written in Joshua. But the scripture tells us there's a profoundness to this that we don't understand the depths of it that is written. It said, is it not written in the book of Joshua? They don't tell me that means the same as Joshua. Well, that is Joshua. It is not Joshua. Because Joshua means the salvation of Yahweh. And Joshua means, Joshua means that which is upright. I know what it means. I searched things out. He said, is it not written in that book? Where is that book? Tell me, saints. Tell me, where is the book? Where is the book? Where is it? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heavens. And haste not to go down about a whole day. Now that book must have some relevance. That is written in this book that there's a mighty event that took place in there. That we may understand the detail of it. Sure it is. These hypocrite liars, they would brush over things like that. And they got, that's what they have their apologetics. They apologized. Well, there's a reason that was said. Well, it was said because sometimes in the writing and the transcripts, they made some, well, not a mistake, but they didn't write it the way it ought to, but it should be Joshua. That's how they lie and deceive people. We're such a gullible generation, we don't search things out. But that is a book. It has vital details in it too. It's of great importance. Sure it is. The Yahweh says written. You take your concordance and look up the word written and see what is written. How his name is written. It's written in the book. Is his name not important? So that book is important too. Is that what written in the prophecy important? So it's written in that book. Is that important? Sure it is. Sure it is. There are a lot of things. If you carefully read scriptures and study them, I run across scriptures and as I read them, I say, oh, I've never seen that. I've never seen the light of that. And because of our ignorance and the way we're taught to read, we just don't read. Why? Because these trash books that you read, it doesn't teach you how to read. It doesn't teach you how to read with analytical or mind with purpose. It teaches you to read with fantasy. And Janice touched Bill and Bill says, oh, my hormones began to rise. That kind of trash. Oh, she loved him so much. He had such a great span. As he lifted out his arms and he looked so handsome in the dark silhouette. We like that kind of trash. That's wrong. That's wrong, saints. That's wrong. The comic script. That's wrong. You shouldn't spend your waste time in such folly. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. When you don't give your way that time, it's wrong. It's wrong. Hallelujah. I'd rather find this book and read this book. Oh, I found it. I'll get it. The book, because scripture says it's the book. You know, Brother Nisbet, there are over 50,000 documents that they have as far as what they have in transcripts of scripture. 50,000. You tell me everything is compressed in this one book? Isn't that so? In manhandling this, they have made quite a few mistakes. They honor the dead king instead of the risen king. Hallelujah. Sure, they do. He's more important than the risen king. No, the authenticity of the book is the one that has risen, not the one's name on there. The one got up. I rather the one got up. The one who's dead, the name on there, he's a dog. Sure he was. His kingdom was full of perverts and lies and corruption. History tells you that. Murderers. The house infested with death. Jealousy, intrigue of murder and killings. Sure it was. And believe me, he didn't have no love in his heart for what you call, quote, a God, unquote. He wanted to establish his name because he was the king of Scotland. He wanted to make sure that there was a name that was profound. We're ignorant people. Well, the KJV has stood the test of time. It has. With 11 revisions. Well, they've been revived because there were some mistakes that they made. You said it's inspired. How were mistakes made? You said that the men who did that, they were holy men. They were secular men. That's who they were. Say what you will. You can get all upset with that all you want, but it's still history. It's still the truth. It's still right. I know what the apologetics will do. They just like they do in all kinds of history. They want to make it favorable to them. That is the truth. So if this book is real, don't you think we ought to, instead of spending time in folly, try to find this? Don't you think we need to understand if it has any validity, because they say, is it not written? Is it not written in that book? Is there something greater to that account than what we see in this book? You know, folks say you don't put all your pearls in one basket. I don't believe Yahweh put everything in just one basket. I don't believe that. No more he invests everything of his gift in one man. That's why there's diversity of the gifts of the Spirit. No, he doesn't. He doesn't do that. There's only one man he invested it all in, and that was Messiah. He was raised up for that purpose. No sin. And the thing about it, he had no guile in his mouth. No. Even when they did him wrong, he didn't speak no guile. He said, that's all right, the Father's will is being done. We need true men of Yahweh today, saints, true leaders. Everyone is not a corrupt dog, like a stare of these charlatans, a Robert Tilden or a Benny Hinn or T.D. Jakes. Everyone is not like these men. I would never do anything to bring a harm upon you, saints, here. I'd rather Yahweh move me out of the way, kill me. I truly want that. I will never do anything to jeopardize in any way fashioned your homes. I will never do that. I'm not that coward of a man to do that. I will leave before I do that. And I don't plan on going anywhere. Not at all. Scripture says, I want to read this. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 29. It says in 1 Chronicles 29:29. Now the ox of King David, or David the king, first and the last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, the prophet, and they are. And also in the book of Nathan, the prophet. Did not he serve a profound position in the kingdom of David? Was he not the one that prophesied and spoke unto him profound things? He said, I was a certain rich man, and I was a certain little man, didn't have much, I had this willow ewe lamb. And the old rich man says, he gathered all of his corrupt friends together and said, I want to have a feast for them. And he had thousands of sheep. And he went down the street and took the little old poor man's ewe lamb. That's all he had, just willow lamb, and he loved it. And David declared, tell me who that beast is. He shall not only shall he give a hundredfold, but he shall die. And he prophesied death in his house. He prophesied death in his house. So I believe that little incident that Nathan had with him, it was more to that. You always sent him to the king to speak. And where is that recording? Where is that written? It said it's written. It said, and in the, it, does it say a letter or a book? Book of who? Amen. So it must be a book. It has to be. Behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I believe y'all were intended for that book to be the volume that you would spend all your life and your extra time searching out the riches and the great pearls that are found. That's what you will do. And because it is not a gem to us, we don't search it out. We find no riches in it. You might as well say, Father, help me. And be honest with yourself. Say, help me your way. You better tell him that. You see, that's what Manasseh, he was honest. We're not an honest people. I'm telling you, there's a hell. And there's an eternal kingdom. I don't care what men say. There's an eternal hell and there's an eternal kingdom. It is. It is, saints. We better get things right with the Father. I want him to show me my corrupt ways. And the only way he's going to show you your ways is through truth. And he shows men in the book that have fallen unto sin. And yet it takes a certain kind of travailing and a certain prayer to come from under the bondage and the bands of that kind of sin. That's why this nation is steeped in diseases and sickness. It's a sin thing. It's a sin thing. It's not a demon thing. It's a sin thing. They're full of sin. Full of folly. You know my knees hurt because of all the folly of basketball and the foolishness of it. That's what it is. You call it what you want to. It's a little child's game. Say what you will. That's all it is. My knees hurt because of that. I said to my wife, my wrist is hurting. She said, mine too. I say, mine is hurt because of folly, wife. Foolish things. Yours is not hurt because you're doing something foolish. Mine is hurt because of my own foolishness. This is a generation of such hypocrisy. We can identify our sins. We can identify the wrong we do. We don't want to do that. And that is the truth. That's why it hurts, because of my own folly. And that is the truth. That is the truth. You sow to the flesh. Of the flesh you're going to reap corruption. This old body is going to spew out the corruption from it. The pain, the sicknesses, because you've so much to it. You understand that? Yeah, I don't care what preacher lay over you and pray for you for demons, you've sown to it. And whatsoever man sow, that shall he might reap. Thank you. You're going to reap it. So there's nothing you're going to say you can get all the host of heaven to pray over you. You're going to reap it. Because you're always not a lie. And he cannot lie. Everything he says is the truth. Everything he says is the truth. Everything he says is the truth. Man, take things and twist it. He says, not written in the book of Nathan the prophet. And in the book of Gad the seer, is it not written? In these two books, where are they? Are they to be found? Or is it the truth? I want to close with this one. In 2 Chronicles 9:29. There is much more, but I'm going to close here. He says, and the rest of the acts of Solomon, the first and the last, are they not written in the book of, does it say Nathan the prophet? Now the rest of the acts. Now we know some of the acts of Solomon are written in Kings. And we know they're written in Chronicles. But it says the first and the last acts, they're written in where? In the book of what? It said it is written. Is it not written? They are not. Are they not written? Are they not written? Are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet? Does it say that? We must understand, because many folks say, well, I don't know if Solomon went into the kingdom of what? Well, Solomon's in the grave. That's the truth. We're looking for the great kingdom of Yahweh to be established. He said, Nathan the prophet and the prophecy, Achahiah, the Shalonite, and the vision of Yidi, the seer against Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He said, are not these things written in the prophecy? Are not they written in the book of Nathan? Where is the book of Nathan? Tell me. Where is it? We can sit here and say, well, it's not vital. Yes, it is vital. It is vital. It is vital. Just like the prayer of Manasseh was vital. It is. We just don't want to be moved out of our little churchy comfort zone. And that's what this wicked whorehouse, he doesn't want to be removed out of this little churchy comfort zone. And that's what a whore does. She goes to the same spot every night on the street corner. That's her spot. She doesn't want anyone else to come to that spot. This is my spot. You go away now. This is my spot. That's what a drug dealer does. He goes to that same spot. Everybody knows that that's David Robert's spot. And you know what kind of drugs he got. So you come to that spot looking for David. And that's what they do today. It's more to this life. It is. Than these 66 books. I'm telling you. It's more to it. And that's much more about Yahweh that's written in this book, saints. That's why you need the Spirit. And we need the Spirit without measure, too. That'll be poured out in a mighty way. That's the only way you're gonna go through this hour. We need the Spirit without measure. And this is what we call the Spirit of Yahweh. It is just a white man's spirit or black man's spirit. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. And that's it. And that's the truth. He gives the Spirit to those that love Him, that obey Him, that trust Him. Those that sincerely ask. Who are we asking? Spirit is going to testify the promise and the hope of Almighty Yahweh. It doesn't tell you you're going to have a Cadillac in a car. There's a prophecy out these lies. Those are lies. Yea, saith the Lord thy God, He shall send you a great blessing on next week, and your bills shall be paid. As I listened on other day as I went to Charlotte and I came back, I listened, Brother Yosef, and people calling into this holotry of what they call their Christian type of ministry. And this one woman called, said, I got a praise report. God has blessed my children with bicycles for Christmas. Praise the Lord is what he said. My, isn't God good? My bills, my electric bill was going to be turned off. He gave me the money with that. You could just sense in this woman, this Jezebel, this wicked harlot. I could just tell her in a voice, land of having babies. A lazy thing won't work. I could just tell that. And I want to tell you something. Someone brought me $100 or $200. And God, my son said, God, I want a red bicycle for Christmas. And my daughter didn't tell nobody she wanted a bicycle for Christmas. And my sister went down to this place and she spun this wheel. And you know what? My daughter wanted a bicycle. She didn't tell nobody the color. But my sister wanted a bicycle the color. My daughter wanted, hallelujah. Isn't that God? Oh, God is good. It's wrong. They're lies. These whole houses are filled with lies. And they start with a Sunday pagan lie. These preachers better not tell them. They better not. That's the truth. And they better not call the Father's name. They better not, saints. They better not. These whores will run because they're not going to be espoused to no husband man. He is a true husband man. You hear that? He is a husband man. He's going to say, shut your mouth, woman. Shut down. That's what he's going to tell her. Now, when I spank you, fatty, I give you a spank. And you don't want my spank. Oh, he's chasing this woman with a rod of correction. That's what he got to do to this woman because she wants to act like a whore. He said, I can't have no woman acting like that with me. That's the truth. So they go to their whore houses and they fill up their little cups with their whoredom and their sin. This word better be written in your heart. The law of righteousness better be written. And you better pray. If I am a deceiver and deceiving you folks, you better run. And that's the truth. If I'm preaching you the truth, you better obey and hear what thus saith Yahweh. I'm a deceiver. You better save yourself and you better run and find that place. You better find your hiding place. Now I'm reading from the book you got in your hand. It's not my book. It's not something I've inscribed in the book. It's in the book. Oh, there's much more. I'm not going to take time tonight. There's so much, saints. I sit there at times when I see things in the book. I say, my, how did that get by? Why we don't see that, Father? Why haven't we seen that? Because our eyes are full of sin. We're religious. We are very religious people. We are people that cannot receive instruction. That's why folks run. Well, I don't know, Pastor Robert shared that. I ain't buying that. I know you don't know how to buy truth. You won't say your sins for the grace, for the mercies of Yahweh to buy truth. I'm not buying that. He doesn't intend for you to buy it. He doesn't intend for you to buy it at all. He intended for his children to have the added supplies to make it on this journey. And we're on a journey, saints. Don't let nothing impede you. Don't allow me or no one to impede you. And it's one thing for truth. I want to go on this journey with you. I want to make sure that you have the right kind of baggage pack. Got the right kind of shoes on, your walking shoes on. Feet shod with the preparation of this message of peace. I want to make sure you got those kind of shoes on. And your cloak is one of righteousness. And your heart, your breastplate is one that is covered by the pure truth of Almighty Yahweh. I want to make sure you got the right clothes on. You can't go this way dressed in a whorish garment with all kind of religious doctrine. There's only one truth. There are not many truths. There's one truth. And you will know it because it makes you free. You're not bound. You don't care what men say. It doesn't trouble you, or they do you. You're going to walk right. So it doesn't trouble me what men say. I'm not going to let them trouble me. And all their lies, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to stay on the mark. Because this path, this gate is straight and narrow. You can't even squeeze in there. You got to humble yourself and bow down and get down. You got to crawl in there. You're not going any other way. No other way. No other way. May Yahweh bless you tonight. Give you strength and peace. Your heart be filled with His love. The love of His truth. We must have that. You pray for me, saints. I'm gonna do right by you. That's the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what I'm going to do. Whatever Yahweh reveals unto me in the simple scripture, I will preach it. I'm not going to get you okay with this right or wrong. You will know what is right or wrong. Huh? You have the right spirit, you will know. You live by the spirit, you will know what I'm wrong. You will know what is wrong, whether you never heard it or not. You will know what is wrong. You will know what is wrong in everything that Yahweh speaks to us. You haven't really heard it. Oh, you've heard it, but you haven't heard it. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit say. And so we haven't really listened with the Spirit. You will listen with our wicked, corrupt flesh. I don't like that. I don't think Pastor Robert's right. How right are you? He's right. As a bishop would say, I'm right. But I'm saying he's right. You're always right. You're always right. I know what bishop was saying when he said, I'm right. You're always right. He's right. May the scripture you'd help you all. Be encouraged tonight, saints. Pray one for another. Don't allow the spirit of this age to overtake you, saints. It's real. It's a corrupt thing. And it's sad. I was in Charlotte the other day. I was driving down W.T. Harris Boulevard. I had to go on the other side to 77 to pick up $12 part. No place you could buy it. All in Charlotte. And the next day I had to go back and get $10 parts. I had to go all the way to Charlotte, same way. And as I was driving, I'm looking at all these fine homes and these apartments. And I said, you know, it's a sad shame. Because there are people out there working their soul into hell just to make their rent payment each month. And I said, the people show them no mercy. They can stay in there 5 years and not miss one month. Something mishap, they miss 2 months, they're set outdoors. They can pay for a car 4 years and owe 1 year on it. And they've paid for the car. They made money. The financial institution has made money. And these wicked dogs will say no. In the midst of the night, they'll come and pick their car up. No mercy. No, no, what's happening? I don't want to live. I'm not going to sell my soul to work my soul all my life to pay for a $50,000, $40,000 car. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to work all my life, my soul, just to feed the lust of this wicked world to pay for a $50,000 house. You're going to pay $160,000 for it. That's crazy. Yeah, we never intended for us to be given unto to lordship servant. He doesn't intend that. Those are lords. And they don't care nothing about the people. I say, how sad it is. I said, the people are so crazy they can't even see that. Work all their lives. All of their lives. For nothing. For nothing. Oh, vanity. I want to work out my soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's what I want to work. I want to work that out, saints. I don't want us to work for no house or no car. I saw the pigginess of that. I said, my Father, deliver me. Help me, Father. Don't please your way. I don't want to do that. I won't do it. Rather sleep in an old van or something. I'll sleep in it. And get me some wood and build me a little shack. I can build it. I can build me a shack. Find me some old blocks. I can lay them. Put me an old barrel. I can build me a stove and all. I wouldn't do that. Life consists more than these little natural kind of things. I'm telling you. We're looking for the eternal kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. That's what I'm looking for. And not any of these things that Evangelist Hall would always tell us. You've never seen a U-Haul. Nothing. And when you're on that dying bed, can I tell you something? You're not going to remember your time you spent in Paris, or London, or Russia, your diamonds, your fur coat, and your fur hat, honey. You're not going to remember your alligator boots, man. You're not going to remember anything. Because all life come before you. You've got to deal with that situation. That heart. Now, any of those things going to mean nothing to you. You can see the world. You can see every nation upon the face of the earth. It will have no value on that deathbed. None. Yeah. All things going to have value is truth. Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong. And I'd rather go this way if I'm ignorant going this way. I think I'd rather take my chance this way because I see what all the world is doing. I don't want to go that way. Too many folks going that way. Too many. It can't be right that way. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to have your heart desire. My wicked heart? I think some corrupt things at times. Well, I know you do. You can pretend you don't. Without Messiah, I can do nothing. Without Him, I would fail. Without Messiah, my life would be drifting. Like a ship without a sail. That's my life. It has no course or anything in it at all. I'm lost. And that's the truth. But I need Him. For in Him I found the promise of my Father. Of my Father. May Yahweh bless you. Encourage, saints. I am. I truly am. I'm encouraged. I really am. I'm truly encouraged. Because I know who I have my hope in. Getting closer to death just like you. I talk about that because we're going to die. And I know I'm going to die. I watched my wife and she brushed her hair today. I said, boy, we're getting on up there. We ain't going to have, believe me, she ain't got as long to go. And she's already gone. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And understanding those things, we ought to be able to love each other, really, with a pure passion. When I look at things like that with my wife, I say, man, thank you, Father. Thank you for my wife. I do love her, Yahweh. Thank you. See, just little things like that, because I know one day, one of us, we may go together, but one is going out of here. And that's a fact. And your young ones, your beauty, you're going to die. And if we understood that, then it would cause our hearts to love Him the greater. Because we have no fear of that. That's why we truly don't. We'll cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Perfecting holiness in the sight of Yahweh. Men, don't fear death. Death means nothing. You can say, I don't know what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying. They're cursed. They're cursed. They're cursed. We need the spirit of Yahweh. There shall only be one spirit in our home. The spirit of His reverence. To reverence Him and to love Him with all. And all of our attention should be toward Him. There should be nothing in our houses that are idols that draw attention away. I don't care what it is. Pictures of your babies that you admire, so you look at them and say, look at that. No, you should love Him. That's the truth. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. That's the truth. I'm straightforward. I'm going to put it out that way. I'm grateful for that, and I will do just that too. Bless you, Father. Father, in all things, we bless you tonight. Touch your people. Give them great comfort and rest tonight as they sleep. Bless all the brothers that have labored today. Those brothers that go out daily in labor, Father, just give them great strength and peace tonight. Bless us all the brothers that have labored here today. And the sisters, the daughters that have cooked, restore their bodies, I pray. We ask all things in your sure, mighty name. Yahweh bless you.